We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavours and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, Earth Protective viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Ho Tooth, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarim. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Changhua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Qinghe Cable TV, Yongcha Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Goshan County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Kualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingchang Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Formosa, Taiwan donates computers to African nation to help overcome malaria. In sustainable energy news, an Irish bank invests in green projects. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 1, is the birthday of American legendary actress, singer and dancer, Miss Debbie Reynolds. Born Mary Frances Reynolds in El Paso, Texas, USA. Miss Reynolds' illustrious career includes over 40 films such as the classics, Singin' in the Rain and The Unsinkable Molly Brown. She has been honoured numerous times, including 3 stars on the prestigious Hollywood Walk of Fame. In 1998, Miss Reynolds delighted the audience with her charm and wit as she co-hosted The One World of Peace Through Music. Supreme Master Ching Hai was guest of honour at this benefit concert, which was organised by our association members. Our gratitude for sharing with the world your splendid talents and good heart, Miss Reynolds. We wish you a joyous and blessed birthday with loved ones.
Lion News. Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News from Mississippi, USA. Powerful tornadoes awoke sleeping residents before dawn last Thursday, causing damaged homes for more than 100 families and at least 20 people, including children, having to be treated for injuries from the wind-driven debris. Other southern states were also affected by storms. Tens of thousands of families experienced temporary power outages from fallen trees in the multi-state region spanning Alabama, Georgia, and Louisiana. Fortunately, there were no reports of casualties. Supreme Master Ching Hai has asked for updates on the humanitarian needs of people when disasters like these occur. With Master's permission, we would like to share these details about the aftermath of the tornado in the most affected U.S. state of Mississippi.
March 28, 2009. Most beloved Master, regarding 2 tornadoes touched down in Mississippi. At least 24 people were injured during a series of tornadoes in Mississippi early Thursday morning, March 25. More than 100 homes were also damaged. Trees and power lines were reported down in several counties. The American Red Cross opened a shelter at the First Baptist Church, or SBC, in Magee. The Mississippi Southern Baptist group is parked at the church preparing meals for the displaced. Several organizations were also on standby. Our relief team has contacted the Red Cross in Mississippi and they said that the electric power had been restored and people were leaving shelters for home. The Red Cross is checking what the victims need most. We have left a phone number with the Red Cross so they can call us with the details of the items needed. They mentioned that in this area lived mainly poor people without insurance and the manpower for cleanup would be highly needed. Further details will be reported as soon as we hear from the Red Cross. Thank you, Master, for your forever care and grace. Love from Georgia Center, USA.
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for allowing us to share this information with our viewers, who may be glad to know that residents of the tornado-hit areas have regained electricity and are returning home. We also convey our gratitude to our association's foreign group for this report. Our sincere appreciation, American Red Cross and other relief personnel, for your kind-hearted assistance to the storm victims. May the citizens of Mississippi smoothly return to safe and content lives as we strive to develop our compassion to minimize extreme weather events such as these.
Wildfires sweep through Central Florida, USA. In Polk and Charlotte counties, wildfires last weekend burned across 200 acres, damaging several mobile homes in the area. County officials ordered the evacuation of 200 families and a summer camp of 50 children, and numerous agencies deployed around 70 firefighters to contain the flames, with 80% of the blaze under control by Saturday night. Repair crews worked to restore electricity as people returned to their homes. Thankfully, there were no casualties or injuries. We are thankful for the immediate response of county officials, firefighters, and utility crews to ensure the safety of residents and minimize the damaging consequence of the wildfires. Our prayers that such events subside as we strive for better stewardship of our environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Bangladesh elects 45 women into parliament. 45 Bangladeshi women have taken the oath of office in the Jatiya Sangsad, or the country's parliament. These seats fulfill the 45 designated by the country's constitution for female lawmakers. In the democratic structure that was re-established through December 2008 elections, women also currently hold positions as foreign ministers, leaders of parliament, and head of government. We join your nation in applause and congratulations, newly elected women leaders of Bangladesh, wishing you all fruitful success in serving the noble goals of your fellow country persons.
Three police officers freed. Three Philippine policemen have been released after a nearly 3 months detainment in the province of Rizal. Rizal Governor Casimiro Inares, who led the mediations that culminated in their freedom, said the negotiations went smoothly with both sides lending an ear to the issues. The three officers were dispatched to be reunited with their families. We are so glad to hear of the safety of the three men. Our gracious thanks, Governor Inares, and all involved, for your diplomatic efforts that granted their peaceful freedom. We wish them happy homecomings and many celebrations of life.
Jordan's Queen visits youth in South Africa. In her capacity as UNICEF's eminent advocate for children, Her Majesty Queen Rania Al Abdullah of Jordan recently spent time with members of the Jembem Club, or Girls and Boys Empowerment Movement, at the Fafeni Senior Secondary School in Soweto Township within the city of Johannesburg. Listening to the young students and participating in discussions, Her Majesty offered further support to the children for the program's goals of building confidence and leadership skills.
You know, I think working together as Jembem means that you will gain more respect for the role of women and girls.
Our deep appreciation, Your Majesty, for your loving efforts extended to the youth of South Africa. May your noble-hearted care continue to illuminate many young lives in making steps of goodness toward a brighter tomorrow.
A message of acceptance and peace in Qatar. Following his donation of the land to construct an interdenominational Christian church complex at Massamia for the state's 28 Indian Christian denominations, Qatar's Emir, Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani, offered a message for its launch. Delivering the statement to hundreds of Christian faithful, Deputy Premier and Minister of Energy and Industry, Abdullah bin Hamad Al Attiyah, said, "His Highness the Emir is sending a message of love to all of you. Religions should create a bridge of peace, love, and understanding. We are heartened by your compassionate actions and message, Your Highness. With such insightful understanding and spiritually supportive leadership as yours, the world can soon be a place of uplifting peace and contentment for all."
Save our planet. Mythical tree endangered by climate change. The majestic cedar of Lebanon, which graces the flag of the Middle East country where it is found, is now endangered from warming temperatures. According to Dr. Nizar Hani, scientific coordinator of the Al Shuf Cedar Nature Reserve, where some of the trees are estimated to be 2,000 years old, global warming puts the tree's future in danger because the seeds must pass through a cold period before they can germinate. Moreover, the cool summer mists that normally supply moisture would disappear with a rise in temperature. Dr. Hani stated, "Our only message right now, as far as the cedars are concerned, is preservation, preservation, and more preservation. These trees could face extinction unless we quickly address the problem of climate change." Our heartfelt appreciation, Dr. Nizar Hani, for your research and valued message. Let us join in efforts to curb global warming and protect the treasured cedar of Lebanon and all the irreplaceable biodiversity of our planet. In July 2008, at the Climate Change International Conference in West Hollywood, California, USA, which offered a forum for climate experts, celebrities, and notable vegan speakers, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke via video conference, reminding of the fastest way to lower global temperatures for the preservation of life on Earth.
Vegetarian diet will stop the global warming immediately, almost 2 weeks until 2 years, that's the maximum. Otherwise, if we all become vegetarian, or almost all of us become vegetarian, it takes maybe 2 months or 3 months to see the effect right away. Like the ice will go back to where it was, the earth will cool off again, and our life will be much more in abundance, and war will stop. Everybody will think completely differently. They will treat each other completely differently because the compassion in their heart will return to its pristine power again.
A new national park in the U.S., following its approval in the United States House of Representatives and Senate, the recognition of the Great Falls, New Jersey area as a national park was completed as President Barack Obama signed it into law on Monday, featuring a 77-foot-high waterfall, which is the second highest in the eastern United States. The 35-acre region will now be preserved and protected from future development. Our respectful appreciation, Mr. President, for the newly designated Great Falls National Park. May it be the first of many for all to enjoy nature's beauty and rich history of the land.
Save our planet. Finland funds 14 million euro forest project for developing countries. The Sustainable Forest Management in a Changing Climate program is a four-year plan sponsored by Finland in partnership with the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO. The donated funds will be used to prevent deforestation by enhancing forest management and conservation, which in turn opens up possibilities for new green jobs that help mitigate the effects of climate change. United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization and Finland, Providence bless your generous commitment to developing countries' environment and people. We look forward to seeing more and more countries and organizations cooperating to bring about a pristine and peaceful ecosphere.
Save our planet. Van Hua magazine features Supreme Master Qinghai's words of wisdom on climate change. The current February-March 2009 issue of Van Hua magazine, headed by esteemed chief editor and publisher Mr. Lee Kian-chuk, and considered a great contribution to the Olac Sees or Vietnamese community, features the article Supreme Master Qinghai and her Global Warming Alarm Bell, which presents the urgent matter of global warming with excerpts from Supreme Master Qinghai's insightful remarks and advice given during numerous video conferences with our association members as well as dignitaries and the public. The following is an excerpt from this issue of Van Hua magazine.
Trước những biến động khôn lường của vấn nạn hâm nóng toàn cầu, Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư, một nhà từ thiện, một nghệ sĩ và cũng là một bậc đạo sư tâm linh, đã nỗ lực hết mình trong việc bảo vệ môi sinh bằng những nghĩa cử thiết thực, thông qua những cuộc thảo luận với các khoa học gia trên toàn thế giới, hầu mang đến cho tha nhân một cuộc sống tốt đẹp hơn, để loài người và vạn vật được sống trong niềm an vui và hòa hợp. Với tấm lòng mở rộng, tình thương bao la vô bờ bến, vượt trên mọi ranh giới về văn hóa và chủng tộc, Ngài luôn canh cánh bên mình hoài vọng về một tương lai tươi sáng hơn cho địa cầu.
The article concludes by echoing support for Supreme Master Qinghai's dream for the world, which would grant all inhabitants a profound peace as well as secure the planet's future.
Ước mơ tuy bình dị, nhưng cao đẹp quá đỗi. Nguyện cầu cho muôn người thấu hiểu được những hoài bão của Ngài, cảm thông được nỗi đau của Ngài để rồi nhanh chóng hồi tâm chuyển ý. Chỉ cần ăn chay, làm người trường chay, lựa chọn lối sống trường chay, rồi mọi việc sẽ lắng dịu lại. Mọi thiên tai sẽ không còn xảy ra nữa, và đặc biệt là vấn nạn hâm nóng toàn cầu cũng sẽ tiêu tan. Một ngày nào đó khi mà các bạn đồng cư của chúng ta không còn bị giết hại nữa, thì địa cầu sẽ văn minh biết bao. Câu hỏi đặt ra là, chúng ta đã sẵn sàng một cuộc sống trường chay ngay bây giờ chưa? Câu trả lời là, ngay bây giờ hoặc không còn kịp nữa.
Our hearts resonate with the earnest and hopeful message conveyed by Van Hoa magazine, whom we laud and appreciate. We too are ever grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's beacon of guidance and confidence in humanity to meet the climate challenge. May similarly noble-minded media everywhere join in the call for the vital choice of veg, so that all may soon live on a heavenly earth.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduced type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increased life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3,433 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduce pollution from untreated animal waste, maintain cleaner air, save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com.
Save our planet. Following new estimates of higher sea level increases, New Zealand Member of Parliament Dr. Kennedy Graham urges rapid and significant action to avoid the island nation being lost to the sea.
Save our planet. USA President Barack Obama announced a plan to invest in developing next-generation plug-in hybrid electric vehicles and advanced battery components that would also create tens of thousands of jobs in the country.
This is Lovely Zoo.
Hi, friends. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Novel Wilds.
Zoo and I both follow a vegan diet.
Yes, proudly vegan. No animal products.
We're here with a tip of the day.
After brightening up a room in your house with a new paint color, please be aware of the amount of paint you used.
Good idea, Zoo. Then, jot this information on the inside of the light switch cover of the room before putting it back over the switch. Oh, include the paint color if you want also.
So next time you need to repaint the room, you'll know where to look for the amount of paint you need.
It'll save you time from having to figure it out again.
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
And now, for the weather around the globe.
And Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association News. The Supreme Master Ching Hai's The Key of Immediate Enlightenment sample booklets are now offered in Chechewa and Kinyarwanda. Chechewa, part of the Bantu language family, is spoken by about 7 to 8 million people in South Central Africa, especially in the countries of Malawi, Zambia, and Mozambique. Kinyarwanda, also a Bantu language, is spoken mainly in Rwanda by approximately 7 million individuals. It is one of the official languages of the country. People also communicate in Kinyarwanda in parts of southern Uganda and in the east of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Available in over 70 other languages, The Key of Immediate Enlightenment is an introduction to the teachings of Supreme Master Ching Hai. It can be downloaded or read at your convenience, all free of charge, at www.godsdirectcontact.org or www.suprememastertv.com. It is a great honor to present Supreme Master Ching Hai's The Key of Immediate Enlightenment sample booklet in Chechewa and Kinyarwanda. May all those seeking to find the key to the inner kingdom be bestowed with an abundance of heavenly blessings.
In world news, Formosa or Taiwan donates computers to an African island nation. The contribution to the Democratic Republic of Suntimi and Prinsapu is to help overcome illnesses such as malaria. The computer equipment will enable officials to achieve more efficient reporting, which in turn could lead to more successful preventative measures. The Providence smiles on your brotherly help, Formosa, Tusuntimi and Prinsapu. May your efforts bear fruit in the improved well-being of the kind people of the nation. Up next on Noteworthy News, an Irish bank allocates 100 million euro to support eco-friendly endeavours. Oh, the birds are chirping so beautifully in the trees. We'll step outside for a minute to enjoy their melodious songs. Stay tuned for more noble news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, helping news for an elevated world. In sustainable energy news, Ireland supports green projects. The Bank of Ireland has allocated 100 million euros to finance eco-friendly endeavors. In addition, the bank plans to invest another 100 million euros in developments such as wind farms. This is in keeping with the Irish government's regulation that the two main banks of the nation, the Bank of Ireland and allied Irish banks, promote alternative energy initiatives. Our sincere thanks, Ireland and Bank of Ireland, for your earth-loving actions. May heaven bless world governments and citizens to take all necessary steps to safeguard present and future generations.
Let's enjoy some humour with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled The Accountant.
A newly graduated accountant came to a small business owner for a job. He told the new accountant, "You know, I want somebody with an accounting degree, but mainly I'm looking for somebody to do my worrying for me." The accountant asked, "How is that?" The man said, "I worry about a lot of things, you know, but I don't want to worry about money. Your job is to take all the money worries off my back." The accountant said, "And how much will be my salary?" The owner of the business said, "I will start you at $100,000. The accountant was astonished. $100,000? How can such a little business like this afford a sum like that?" The owner of the business said, "That is your first worry."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, it is such a blissful time for me writing to you. I am a medical doctor and familiar with your spiritual programs and so interested in it. Some questions run through my mind. What is the meaning of immediate enlightenment? What is the difference between your method and other spiritual ways, such as Ekankar? It is highly appreciated if you could answer me. God's blessing and best wishes, Dr. Kamran.
Greetings, Dr. Kamran. We are glad to hear from you and wishing you the best. Supreme Master Ching Hai has personally replied to you.
Dear Dr. Kamran, thanks for your writing and feedback. Ekankar is also teaching the way to God. Please be diligent in your practice. In our group, we put in more than 20 minutes per day and no charges for any service. If you'd like to know more, please visit web centers near you. May the power of Ekankara sustain your spirit and rise your soul higher up always. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? It's been a pleasure to share these new stories with you. As always, we would love to hear about the constructive events that are happening in your area of the world. Please send them to us along with any comments to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
May the glory of heaven uplift your days.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. British Major General Andy Salmon announces the withdrawal of 4,000 British troops from Basra, Iraq, with all but 400 due to be departed by May 31st.
In the central Olaxes or Vietnamese province of Ha Tinh in Bai Khoi, archaeologists from the Vietnam History Museum unearth items appearing to date back to a 2,000-year-old civilization.
During his Costa Rican visit to attend a summit with leaders of Latin American nations, U.S. Vice President Joseph Biden affirmed his country's commitment to furthering relations with the region.
Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh welcomed visiting Somali Education and Cultural Minister Ibrahim Adu for discussions about restoring security and balance in Somalia.
In Lawrence, Massachusetts, USA, heroes Robert Lemire and Alex Day react in split seconds to safely catch an 18-month-old girl who fell 40 feet from her home's third-story window.
Russia's Maxim Shabalin and Oksana Domnina earned the gold medal in ice dancing at the World Figure Skating Championships in California, USA.
On the advent of the new year in Iran, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad visited children at the Bahrami Children's Hospital in Tehran, where he spoke with them personally and also presented gifts.
The Navatos government in the Philippines will grant an additional 3,000 residents PhilHealth cards for free hospitalization services and an allotment for medicines and medical needs.
Humanization, or the inclination to regard animals as direct family members, is becoming more popular, as evidenced by enhanced veterinary services and even legal support for animal companions.
Saudi Arabian Minister of Finance Dr. Ibrahim Al-Assaf welcomes visiting Princess Astrid of Belgium for talks that focus on an international program for eliminating malaria.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.